know, here's a positive story about our water supply to counteract some of that rather less happy report. This is about Enoggera Reservoir. When did you last go over to Enoggera Reservoir? It's an amazing local resource for us. It's very beautiful and it's not very far away. It's our primary water supply reservoir, Enoggera Reservoir, and at the moment it's looking delightful. I encourage you to go over there. We were privileged to attend a conference there last weekend, the Connecting with Forests conference. It was held at the Walkabout Creek Conference Centre, which is a very special place. Just being there worked magic on the spirit. Person after person commented on it. Do you love being just in a beautiful place? How easy it is to forget what it is like to immerse ourselves in a truly beautiful environment. The peace, the greenery, being surrounded by birds. A little butcher bird was so tame, he just hopped up and he was right there. Love butcher birds. Such beautiful songs they've got. The reservoir is a peaceful wild place. Having this so close to us and being able to walk along the Arukaria Trail, it's called, that goes around the reservoir. It's an easy walk, not difficult to do, even for somebody who's pretty unfit like I am. It's such beautiful surroundings. It feels like a real privilege. I encourage you to go and have a walk along the Arukaria Trail. We've moved out of snake season now, and it's just lovely. The forest foliage has fully recovered after the drought, and it's all lush and green. This area is no longer called Brisbane Forest Park. It's been renamed. It's now part of the Dagwila National Park that goes right up through Mount Mee to Woodford. So we have 35,000 hectares of national park continuously on our doorstep as a continuous corridor. Isn't that amazing? Isn't it extraordinary that we live in this part of the world, next to such a huge national park, such a quality national park. This is a really splendid, splendid national park with brilliant scenery, great, great water resources. It's just a wonderful place. Great connected corridors for our wildlife. We live in one of the absolute top bio-rich regions in Australia. The reservoir has lungfish living in it, turtles, egrets, black swans. I think that's very special. Black swans, they're so utterly iconically Australian. When did you last see a black swan? Well, apparently there are some on Enoggera Reservoir. Wedge-tailed eagles, cormorants. There's a lot of bush camping through the park, but you do need to know the tracks. You do need to know where, and at the moment there isn't a printed map. So they are working on getting that. The Enoggera Reservoir wall was raised 7 metres after the 1974 flood. And right now it's the best it's been for years. A wonderful place. Wonderful place just locally over at the beginning of Mount Nebo Road. Do encourage you to go and spend some time there and relax and enjoy yourself.